And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, our Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight. This week brings us to the girls' basketball program. We're talking with senior Erica Danner, basically at the midway point of the season. So let's start, Erica, by kind of sizing up how you think things have been going for the Rockets here as you enter the 2025 portion of the schedule. I know you got a nice win over Orion last night to begin the new year.
Yes, it was a very nice win.
So looking at kind of the program, I know for Rock Ridge and girls basketball, over the last three or so years, there's been, you know, a bit of a numbers issue like there are at a lot of schools and girls basketball these days. So can you kind of walk us through the challenges that provided and how you've been able to kind of overcome it over the past couple of years now that you're kind of right around 500 in the 2024-25 season?
Yeah, about 2 years ago, we lost a lot of seniors and a lot of very important people, and then we just kept working and we kept staying in the gym. And like, I know that year after losing all those seniors, it wasn't the best year, so after that we lost a lot more, and then we just kept losing people, and then we just kept working, and we made it like not necessarily all about competition. We made it more about the fun and the friendship part of it. So not everyone thought that it was only you had to compete, and it was more of a, it could be social also. So we could keep those numbers up and we could keep people enjoyed in the sport.
Well, with that, I know this season, quite a few kids you're playing with this year, you know, didn't have a ton of varsity or any varsity experience coming into this season. So with you as like a senior on the roster who's played a lot of varsity basketball, what do you feel like your role has been with that kind of playing with some of the younger kids who are getting their first taste of varsity action this year?
I feel like we just need to keep their head up, and if they make a mistake, tell them exactly why or what they should do differently, but keep them like loving the sport in the aspect of so they won't quit and keep their heads high. They deserve a spot on varsity, and to keep them there, to keep their confidence high so they will stay out and they will continue to love the sport and continue to play.
So as we mentioned off the top, into the second half of the season now, and like we touched on there, there's a lot of kind of young pieces you're playing with. So do you feel like you've seen, you know, some improvement from, you know, basically the first week of the year back in November to now at the halfway point in early January? What have you seen, you think, that's gotten better for this team as the season has got on?
I feel like we play more as a team and not more as individuals.
And for you, obviously, in the senior season, sometimes I feel like for kids, it can feel like it goes by pretty fast as you're into the first week of January now, starting the second semester of school as well. So does it feel like the year has gone, you know, pretty fast in terms of the basketball season? And are you, you know, is it feel any different, like trying to kind of cherish the last whatever month and a half, 2 months of the high school basketball career?
Yeah. Definitely November went by slow, but December went by really fast. And I'm just trying to savor every little moment during this last season.
And then just taking a look like back for you during your, you know, basketball playing days at Rock Ridge, do you have any favorite memory or memories that stick out over the 4 years you've played for the Rockets?
My favorite memory would probably have to be my freshman year when we won regionals for the first time in I don't know how many years.
And then just as we wrap up with you today, as you look down the line, the rest of the schedule, anything specifically stick out, like any games you're looking forward to or events you're excited about as you wrap up the high school basketball career over the next couple of months?
No, not really.
All right, that is Rock Ridge High School senior Erica Danner joining us. Rockets in girls basketball, 9-10 so far this season as we enter the month of January. Erica, appreciate the time and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.